This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. First, the attack, now the wait for a response. The United States staged a drone airstrike on Baghdad Airport and killed Iran's leading military figure. The order came from President Trump. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Tweeting from his Florida club, the president writes Qasem Soleimani should have been taken out many years ago, saying he ordered the strike because Soleimani was planning to kill many Americans. His top diplomat echoed that.
There was an imminent attack.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends saying there was no choice.
The risk of doing nothing was enormous.
While Pompeo says he hopes Iran will now de-escalate, American allies and rivals alike worry about the opposite, that it'll spiral into a Mideast crisis. Tehran is vowing revenge, and a French diplomat says we are waking up in a more dangerous world. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The consuming question now is what next? This as tens of thousands of Iranians in Tehran chanted their defiance in the wake of the U.S. military action. And the government is pledging harsh retaliation against the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that report.
Iran's president Hassan Rouhani is calling the killing of a Revolutionary Guard commander by the U.S. a heinous crime. In a tweet, Rouhani said the great nation of Iran will take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force near Baghdad's airport. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has declared 3 days of public mourning for the general's death. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Netanyahu is cutting short a visit to Greece and returning home to follow ongoing developments. I'm Mike Gracia.
Last year, President Trump labeled Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. AP Zaria Shackley in London has a report on world reaction to our top story, the deadly U.S. military drone strike in Iraq.
China, Russia, and France, all permanent members of the UN Security Council, took a dim view of the U.S. airstrike near Baghdad's airport that killed General Qasem Soleimani. The White House said in a tweet that Soleimani, who led the elite Quds force responsible for Iran's foreign campaigns, was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq throughout the region. Russia likewise characterized the deadly U.S. strike as fraught with serious consequences. China described itself as highly concerned. But while echoing the concerns of other Security Council members about spiraling tensions, Britain and Germany broke ranks, voicing qualified understanding for the U.S. position. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The bottom line claim from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News.
President Trump made the decision, a serious decision, which was necessary. There was an imminent attack. The orchestrator, the primary motivator for the attack was Qasem Soleimani.
Derek Chollet is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Barack Obama. He says he has doubts over what may lie ahead.
The question is where and when and how, and therefore where that leads. So there's just a lot of uncertainty moving forward. And unfortunately, this administration, there's nothing really in the last 3 years that to me suggests that they've thought this through or are really prepared for what's going to come next.
Meanwhile, the Director General of Royal United Services Institute, Karen von Hippel, argues that Soleimani's killing was a forward-looking move by President Trump.
Trump likes taking these bold tactical military moves because he feels it makes him look macho. It's something Obama wouldn't have done. He thinks it'll help with his domestic constituency. I killed the head of ISIL, and now I've killed the Iranian mastermind of so many nefarious activities.
CNN is reporting that the United States will be sending thousands more troops to the Middle East. A state of emergency is in effect in New South Wales, and Victoria State has declared a state of disaster in Australia's fight against an epidemic of deadly bushfires. Evacuation orders for residents and vacationers alike are more and more widespread. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been seen on television riding his white horse into the mountains once again. Similar appearances in the past have been a sign of major policy decisions by Pyongyang. And experts say 2020 could see a return of North Korea's long-range ballistic missile launches and a fresh setback for U.S. efforts to get Kim to end his nuclear weapons program. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.